what a dime is supposed to be worth.
10 cents.
Okay. And, say if a man were gonna go to church on Sunday and put on his best clothes.
Sunday go meeting clothes is what they'd call it.
Okay. And what would that be?
A suit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you mean that would be?
Yeah, what
his Sunday clothes is what he'd call it. And what would you want?
Well, what would the parts of the suit be?
What to do what now?
What would the parts of the suit be?
Oh, it'd be a coat. Back in there, it would be a coat and a vest and the trousers. And a shirt, vest, and a coat and trousers.
Okay.
Belt. Oh, no, not belt. Suspenders. That's what they used to wear back then. Now it would be belt, but no vest. I think the vest is coming back a little bit. But my son used a sport coat and his trousers and his shirt, tie.
Is there another name for suspenders? Sort of old-fashioned name?
That's what I was trying to think of a while ago.
Did you ever hear
A what?
Galluses.
Yeah, galluses. That's right. That's right. That's what I was trying to think of. That's what my daddy always said, my galluses. He wore overalls.
Uh-huh.
And you know they have those galluses made in there. But that's what he called them. And he'd wear them instead of a belt. He didn't wear a belt, he wore those. And he called them galluses, that's right. Mm-hmm.
What other names are there for trousers?
Pants, slacks. But you, they'd call it breeches.
This would all mean the same.
It all mean the same thing, yeah. Breeches, pants, and trousers would mean the same thing. But now, slacks has got more in now, see. It's more new to see slacks than it does pants. But used to it was either pants, trousers, or breeches. And mostly the older folks would say breeches.
Say if you're talking about a coat, you might say, the coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit good. Fit perfect or fit good.
And say if a man had an important interview and his clothes weren't in very good shape, you might go to the store and buy a brand
new suit.
And say if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them
bulge.
And
so
that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it
rolled up. Didn't
say
rolled up.
Any other
word
for that?
Shrink.
Okay, so I washed the shirt and it
Shrunk. Okay. Something that's the way they tell you.
And you say, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has
lint on it. I haven't washed one of Douglas's now. I watched yesterday, and they got wet. And I had to go out there and get his white shirt and redo it. What did you want me to say?
Talking about it drawing up like that, you'd say, it seems like every shirt I've washed has...
I think they'd say shrunk, honey.
Okay. That's what you say.
I'd either say that or I'd say it rolled up, or something like that.
Say if a woman liked to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and fixing herself up,
it'd be primping.
Huh?
It'd be primping.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
Well, I guess it would mean to see if you've got your face or your stuff that you put on your face on right, like your lipstick, your rouge, your powders or whatever. Used to they use rouge way back in there, And see if your hair is combed straight and parted straight and things like that.